DePaul to the net, shoots, score!
With a full recap, highlights, scores from around the league, and your stars of the game, here are Nick Nixon and Darrell Evans.
Hi again, everybody. Back here at the Key Bank Center in Buffalo, New York, where the Kings have defeated the Buffalo Sabres by a score of 4-2. The Kings built a 4-0 lead after two periods. Buffalo made it a little interesting with two goals in the third, both unassisted, but the Kings will hold on. The three stars of the game, as selected by the local media, Dustin Brown, who assisted on two goals by his line mate, Andrzej Kopitar, will be star number three. Brown having a great season for the Kings after a couple of off seasons for him. Dustin Brown with two assists, now with 40 points this season, 16 goals and 24 assists, star number three. Michael Amadio started the scoring with his third goal of the season in the first period. He would add another late in the second period. Michael Amadio is our second star since being recalled. Amadio now with four goals, and the number one star with two goals, including the game winner, Andrzej Kopitar. For Kopitar, 25 goals now on the season and 18 multiple point games. So Andrzej Kopitar, two goals as star number one. Michael Amadio, two goals as star number two. And Dustin Brown, with two assists, is star number three. Time right now for our Nestle Crunch hit of the game. And it came back in the first period. Wilson on a shoot, and he got finished hard by Jake Muzzin. Muzzin with a big hit there on Wilson. But Wilson got the job done on the dumping, and now the Kings' outlet pass goes all the way down, icing Los Angeles. Yeah, Jake Muzzin with a big hit on the forward Wilson 5 minutes into the game. That was the Nestle Crunch hit of the game. Nestle Crunch, anytime, anywhere. It's the taste of fun. The highlights when the postgame returns. Kings win at 4-2 in Buffalo. We'll be back. Kings Hockey brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime, good times all the time. And back here in Buffalo, where the Kings beat the Sabres by a score of 4-2. We mentioned the Kings built a 4-0 lead in this game. They got the only goal in the first period, and it came at 11:26. Now back comes Amadio, and from the right circle, took a shot that handcuffs Leonard and goes in. A goal for Michael Amadio. That shot by Amadio from the right circle along the ice may have gone off Ristolainen's stick, and it worked its way between the pads of Robin Leonard. Michael Amadio with the goal, and the Kings have a 1-0 lead. And for the young forward, his third goal of the year, Andy Andreoff picking up the assist. And that was the only goal in the first period. The Kings came out. They had 19 shots in the first period. They were dominating, and they dominated the second period as well. And at 12:02 of the second period, Andrzej Kopitar scored his first of two goals. Off the draw, Pouliot mishandled the puck, kept in. Now Brown to Kopitar, who scores? Oh, Benoit Pouliot was trying to carry the puck out of his zone. He got tied up on the play. And then Brown fed Kopitar, who deked Leonard and put it in. Andrzej Kopitar with the goal to make it 2-0 Kings here in the second period. And his 24th goal of the year, Brown with the lone assist. That goal at 12:02. And then 4 minutes later, that line with Kopitar, Brown, and Iafallo were back out, and they scored to make it 3-0. For Kopitar, and around the wall, out of the reach of Phaneuf. But the Sabres give it right back to Phaneuf, who sends out Brown to center ice right wing, into the zone. Pushes it in behind the goal, Iafallo centers, Kopitar scores! Andrzej Kopitar set up by Alex Iafallo. And the Kings have built a 3-0 lead. So in the homecoming game for Eden, New York, native Alex Iafallo, he'll get the primary assist on that goal. Iafallo to Andrzej Kopitar, 3-0 Kings. And it turns out to be the game winner at 16:06 of the second period. Kopitar's 25th goal. Iafallo and Brown with the assist. A minute and a half later at 17:35, the Kings would score again. into the zone, high slot, Amadio scores! Michael Amadio, set up by Johnny Brodzinski in the high slot, and Amadio gets his second goal of the game. This goal at 17:35 of the second period, a three-goal second period for the Kings here in Buffalo, and the Kings have built a 4-0 lead. Second of the game, fourth of the season for Amadio, Brodzinski, and Doughty with the assists. Goaltending change for Buffalo in the third. Chad Johnson in for the starter, Robin Leonard. Buffalo got two goals to make it interesting. They got a goal early at 32nd, Scandella unassisted, and a goal late, Ristolainen unassisted at 16:42. But that was it. And the Kings, with the win, their first win in Buffalo in their last nine games, going back to February 21st of 2003. We'll take a look at the final numbers and the scoreboard when the postgame returns. Kings win it 4-2. Kings hockey brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime, good times all the time. Postgame continues here at Buffalo. Kings win it by a score of 4-2. Time now for our Stanley Pest Control Pest of the Game. We give it to veteran Ryan O'Reilly of the Buffalo Sabres. He took over half of the faceoffs in the game, 30 of them, won 60%, going 18-12. He was a +2. He tried to lead the comeback charge in that third period. Ryan O'Reilly, outstanding in the faceoff circle here today, is our Pest of the Game. When you find a pest in your house, call Stanley Pest Control at 1-800-GOT-BUGS or find them at stanleypest.com. Final numbers, shots on goal, the Kings 36, Buffalo with 35. The winning goaltender, Jonathan Quick, in his career, Quick is now 7-1-0 against Buffalo. The loser, the starter, Robin Leonard, played the first two periods. His record for the season falls to 12-22-8. On the road, the Kings win for the 17th time. They are 17-13-2 on the road, and at home, Buffalo falls to 8-17-4. So with the win, the Kings sweep the two-game season series, 4-2 win here, a 4-2 win at Staples October 14th. Jonathan Quick was the goaltender in both of those victories. On the power play today, neither team had a goal. Kings were 0-2, and the Sabres were 0-2. Again, Michael Amadio, two goals. Andre Kopitar, two goals. And for Buffalo native Alex Iafallo, his first game in this building as a pro, an NHL rookie, he assists on the game winner, scored by Andre Kopitar, to make it 3-0 in the second period. Once again, I want to thank our network producers, Michael Stark and Art Webb, on-site producer Peter Groskoff, and just a quick update of the scoreboard, only two other games in progress. End of two periods, Ottawa leading the Rangers 4-2. End of two periods, Minnesota leading Anaheim 2-1. All of the other action will be tonight. Next up for the Kings, Monday at Chicago with the Blackhawks. 5 o'clock will be on the air at 4:30 with the pregame. 5 o'clock, play-by-play on Talk Radio 790 KBC and the network. For Darrell Evans, Nick Nixon saying so long and good night from Buffalo. Final score once again. The Kings 4, the Sabres 2. So long, everybody.